Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just choning on the junkies. Yeah, it's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is episode 136 of Bit Season. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez.
Got a very special guest with us in studio today.
Oh, boy.
For the last time.
Last time.
I know. Unless we get on a Comrex.
Yeah, give me, send me down to Atlanta with a Comrex.
Hey, how bitter would Eric be if we sent a Comrex down to ATL with D. Woods?
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, D? Take a good look around, pal. This is it.
I know. I can't believe this is going to be my last time in studio.
Yeah, this. We can't afford to give you any gifts, so... We let you come in studio.
Exactly. The gift of gab.
Yeah. We send you out with some attention dollars.
I appreciate it. But can I tell you, you brought up a great point. Dude, I'm 41 years old. I'm blessed to have friends and companions and people that check up on me. I've been getting so many gifts. It's embarrassing. I have to.
Is that a new thing? Is a going away gift?
I have no idea. So I threw a party last week at the food market up in Columbia.
Did JP come to that? Or?
JP came and... So the JP walks in and, you know, you guys are like, what they call it when people don't believe, you know, you say, oh, I know the junks, and they're like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Mythical.
Yeah, mythical. Okay. So I'm like, yeah, I know the junks. I know Valdez and Drabby, and everybody's like, okay, whatever. So JP, I don't even see JP. JP comes walking down and he goes the wrong direction, and all the afternoon bar guys, they start freaking out. They're like, one of the junkies is here. One of the junkies is here. I was like,
yeah, he's here for me.
Yeah. Exactly. he came and he stayed about an hour. And
that's nice of him.
It was very nice of him. So I walked up to him and we gave each other a dap and a hug. And I whispered to him, I go, this is going to be, it's weird. These guys behind you, they're just going to keep whispering. Can you just go over and just say...
Introduce yourself.
Yeah, just say,
just
hey.
get out the way.
And once he got out the way, they left him alone. So that was
good
pretty
deal.
Cool. Yeah.
That's cool.
So was this for friends and friends and family?
It was... So how it started was it was for all my bar folks. So JP was talking about, I go to the same... I'm Norm.
Yeah.
So I go to the same restaurants, you know. So I wanted to do something with all of the people that I hang out with at the various bars. But JP and I were supposed to go out and you, as we were saying, in JP form, JP did not read the text that I sent him.
Wow.
So this is a inside baseball.
Sounds like a show outline.
Yeah. So I go, hey, yeah. You know, he was like, hey, we need to get together. I go, yeah, sure. But we need to get together before the 26th when I leave for Atlanta. And so he goes, okay. And I go, yeah, because, you know, I'll be going away. I don't know what his brain perceived that to mean. He reread it and he goes, are you moving or something? I go, yeah. He goes, oh, I didn't read it that way. So he was like, we were always supposed to get
he thought like you're going down there for like work or
yeah, he thought I was going down for like vacation and I was coming back. Yeah.
Well, maybe, you know, he kind of was surprised by, like the rest of us, I just assume D would die here. Like,
I know.
It doesn't seem real that D Woods is moving out of the area.
I know.
It's not going to be the same. It's not going to be the same.
I'm still going to listen and call in. I'll have you guys on in my office, and then I'll just close the door when I want to call in so people can't hear me.
Do you podcast? Do you listen live usually? How does it work?
I normally tune into 980 because, you know,
better signal up there, where
I live. Uh-huh. And then if I'm on the road, I'll tune in. So sometimes when I'm calling in, I'm late because of the delay. Excuse me. My brain just went spasmed out. Okay. The delay on the app. Yeah.
Yeah.
The app delay is kind of big.
Yeah.
But
it seems like the app delay is getting longer and longer. It's like 3 minutes.
You know what else is longer and longer on the app? All the commercials.
Yeah, well, they're on the air too.
But we gotta pay our the junk's massive salaries.
Valdez is a big salary.
Yeah, a drab bloated bonuses he gets over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of money, and we'll talk to D about his big his big move.
Baldy.
It was offered to us today, Drab. Mm-hmm. We basically recreate Cakes' coffin challenge from close to 20 years ago when the guys were on HFS. I think the standing offer is a coffin that's big enough for both of us to be in at the same time, and $10,000 that we would split.
Well, EB, he threw it out to me, and then I looped you in. But when I said I'll do it if Valdez does it, I wasn't thinking we'd be in the same coffin.
I wasn't either.
I thought we would just be in like parallel to each other or something.
That's kind of what I thought. Like we would be in a cemetery when you're buried in a family plot.
Yeah,
like a crypt that you go in.
We'd be a mausoleum.
That's what I was trying to think of. Yeah, a mausoleum. We would just be kind of propped up.
I thought we could talk to each other or whatever we want to do and do bits in there.
Yeah, but how did it form into us being in the same coffin together?
Because Eric, he's got some secrets, and I think he's turned on. He's turned on by his two producers sharing a coffin together.
Is it so he secretly likes it, or he just can't believe that's something we'd be willing to do?
I don't know. It's very strange that it's a hard line that we have to share a coffin together.
Because I would be more likely to do it if we had our own separate coffins. I would be more confident to do it if we had separate coffins. And it's nothing along the lines of I'm scared of like playing tummy sticks with Drab in a coffin. It's because the room, that's what's really freaking me out, is I feel like I can manage my room better if I have my own coffin as opposed to sharing it with you.
Well, I mean, I don't take up a lot of room. I'm not going to...
I know. I'm a big boy.
I need my room. Oakley sleeps on our bed. I'm used to sleeping on the very edge of the bed, getting very little space, crammed up against the nightstand. I'll let you take 66% of the coffin, Valdez.
Yeah, because my waist size is 66% more than yours. My BMI is 66% more than yours.
I just can't believe that if you would pass up $5,000.
I'm not passing it up. I know the end game in this is it's funny to have the big reveal and come bursting out of the coffin together at the end of 48 hours. I don't want people to anticipate us to be able to go through with it if all of a sudden I'm going crazy in the coffin. Like if I'm losing my wits and I'm going mental
won't that be good audio?
I know it'd be great audio, but I feel like the big payoff is at the end. And if I can't deliver a big payoff, I feel
thinking too much.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think you're thinking too much about it. Okay. I think if people see you having a mental breakdown on YouTube.
A panic attack?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that something that goes on in your... Do you have a lot of panic attacks?
I don't do well. I don't do well in a confined space.
I don't think anybody does really well in confined spaces. It would be scary.
Okay. Okay. If you think it's going to be good, I'm in it. I don't want people to get their hopes up if I can't last more than 12 hours.
Yeah, but also, aren't you kind of setting it up for an out of saying?
Yeah,
yeah, like I've said for 2 weeks now I wasn't going to make it. You know what I mean? And so that gives you an out if you do not make it.
Well, I know myself.
Right.
I mean, Drab, you look very comfortable to be in a coffin. Well, and it's freaking me out.
It's just laying down. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, what's the worst that can happen?
I'm not going to be able to
roll around. That us being in there together would alleviate a lot of the pressure because you got a buddy system.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to lean on you a lot.
I know you are.
Both.
I think 20 years or whatever it is to redo the bit and for us to get $5,000 cash. That's a lot of fun money.
It's a good vacation money. Yeah. Exactly.
I know. I'm not saying I'm not going to try it. I'm definitely going to try it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I need to psych myself up better for it. It's like I said on air, like you could try to say, Matt, go dunk a basketball.
Right.
Like, I can try and do it, but I know I'm not going to be able to.
Yeah. See, no, D's right. You're setting up to get out of it.
Yeah.
You're setting up. You could definitely, if you mind over matter.
Yes.
Okay.
You could sit lay down in a bed with me for 2 days.
I don't even think the space would be the thing that makes you uncomfortable. And I think that you're thinking about the space. I truly believe if you got in there, you two are sitting in there and you're conversing and you guys have yuck yucks and somebody takes an hour to sleep, the other person takes an hour to sleep, you could do it. What I think the most uncomfortable part will be is when one of you has to go to the bathroom. I think that'll be the uncomfortable part.
Well, I would take like Imodium AD.
Yeah.
I eat like 10 blocks of cheese and eat
take a big duty beforehand.
Yeah, yeah. Big old laxative like days before.
Yeah.
Clean myself out.
Well, you should know that I have a tiny bladder though.
As do I.
I mean, I have a squirrel bladder. I mean, every 30 minutes, I'm going to the bathroom.
I know.
And also, Drab and I don't agree on temperatures very well, too.
Know what? That's going to be a big thing, too, because that, you know what?
We get a blanket.
But Valdez is a big boy, so he's going to, you guys spooning, he's going to raise your body temperature up. I'm not about 3 or 4 degrees.
Well, there'll be holes in the, here's what I think needs to happen.
Okay.
We need a caretaker.
Well, yeah, I don't doubt they would let us just sit in here unsupervised. We'll get out of that thing when the lights go out.
No, I'm saying there's a camera. There's a camera on us.
Yeah. Well, so here's how it has to work. A lot has changed since Cakes has done this, right? We live in a video world, a digital world, Valdez.
Yeah.
It can't be an old school coffin. It's got to be a plexiglass coffin.
Like people, a David Blaine type thing.
Yes, where people can see in and see what we're doing and interact with us.
Yes.
And see, you know, and that I think will help you a lot because then you're not going to feel.
Oh, that would definitely help.
But we still have to lay there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we'll have John DePompa or some carpenter out there put together a little plexiglass coffin for
us. It could be wood on the bottom and sides and then plexiglass
right. You would have it couldn't be fully plexiglass because you can't video you guys going to the bathroom
right.
Yeah.
Well that's what the overhead shot I think yeah. We should be able to kill the feed or something for 20 seconds if we have to take a leak.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we'll figure that out.
Yeah.
Or roll over.
Yeah.
Put a blanket on.
Okay.
A bunch of empty Gatorade bottles in there.
So gross. That's also a huge fear of mine.
Sure.
It's grabbing the wrong Gatorade bottle.
No. What? We'll have a little hole in there. We'll push it out. We'll hand it to somebody.
Okay.
I'm not gonna lay in a coffin with urine for 2 days.
No, that's what Case did.
His Gatorade bottles full of piss,
but that was also
right
one
next to him.
But that was also only one man.
Oh yeah, okay.
We're going. I think we live stream it. We get a bunch of subscribers on the fan account. They're desperate for that.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe does a super chat. Some of those.
Super chat. I like the $5.99. Yeah. I like when your hands at, Travis.
Hey, you know what we do is. Cameos just come streaming in.
We have cameos live.
Our caretaker will hold the phone above us, and we shoot our cameos from the coffin.
Mm-hmm. We do need a nurse or something. A caretaker. We need? I bet you one of our listeners is like a certified nurse, a home nurse, or whatever you call them.
Yeah, because you know how we need EMTs on site when we do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. We might need an EMT on site,
but we got a live stream so people can see. We got to be able to interact with people. The only thing is,
I will say the interaction and the live streaming and having a window is going to make it easier for me.
Yeah, that's
going
to be easier.
Yeah.
That will definitely be easier for me.
Think about Jerry After Dark and all and mm-hmm. how all the bits they do, and people will sit on that thing at 3 o'clock in the morning
checking in
watching us. Everyone's got different schedules.
Yes, we do. This is what we do, is we do a whole thing where we lead up to getting in the coffin. We get in like at 9:30, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
They strap us in, 30 minutes of us in there. And then we do a big reveal at 9:30 when it's 48 hours later. We do the walkout, the Cakes walkout. And, mm-hmm. and if they are taking us to certain locations for appearances like they did with Cakes, that would help as well.
Yeah, that might be tougher to pull off, especially if we're live streaming it. We got a plexiglass. Like, how are we going to get that thing out of here?
Yeah, I know. Once y'all in here,
I don't know how they did that with Cakes.
I don't know. They must have wheeled them out on a dolly or something.
Right.
So, but going that way, you're going against the sensory deprivation, though, yeah. Right? So now it's just, can you guys last in a coffin?
We could, we could build it outside the studio here, right? Against the fan wall, against the wallpaper, have some mic set up next to us.
I mean, we could run XLRs out of this studio and then have them be on the board and just basically
right.
Have
mics next. It's more room out there for people to mingle around and talk to us during the day.
That would be cool. I would feel like the Mona Lisa.
We're gathering around a rare piece of art.
That'd be kind of funny.
So what happens? What's going to happen, Dravy, when Michael Moore misses the dump button and you hear it, but you can't get out?
No,
we'll scream to him, dump.
Yeah, dump.
Mike, dump.
Yeah. I don't think Mike Moore can even run a board, so somebody else would have to do it, but we'll figure that out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Make sure there's someone competent back there.
And then I think every, once we hit that 48 hours or something, maybe every hour we stay an extra or something. We get double the fee.
Now he's on vacation.
Why pay for a vacation when you can pay off a car, Mounties?
Why are you thinking so small in this?
I don't know.
You need to think bigger, Matt. Think bigger. I got to see if that one guy's definitely in. Chuck hasn't gotten back to me about it yet. But here's my problem. Is our station going to let us do this?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Okay. It's just no big deal.
Okay. Because you know they're going to want their cut.
Well,
their piece of the pie.
I don't. That's not our problem. Somebody can figure that out. Then we tell CK. Well, someone's got to pay us. I'm not getting that thing for free.
Yeah, I know.
Preferably cash, though. That's
Cash.
I mean, if it comes through the station, then your 401k gets taken out,
taxes get taken out
for it
under the table. I'll do it for free.
I can't believe they're getting in for free. wink, wink.
Absolutely.
Why is there a big Taco Rock logo on there?
Yeah. Why is Drab's Venmo QR code?
You know what? That is genius. You should put your QR code.
We should do that.
Yes, we
have appearances. You know, we can have bring people up too during the course of the day.
Mm-hmm.
They could put us in the lobby. Do you think they could put us in the lobby
downstairs?
No, I don't think there's a chance that's going to happen.
No chance.
You were trying to think big. I was trying to think big. Too.
Yeah. No, they'll put us.
I know. Like people go pay to go to the Louvre. People would treat us like the Louvre.
No. They'll see it on the Ustream.
I know, but people who want to pay their respects in person.
Oh.
I mean, you could live stream David Blaine's bits, but some people always want to go out and see him in the ice block or go see him underwater.
I don't know. We can think about that. Maybe we have an escort during show hours or something.
Yeah.
Business hours.
It will help if we are in here and then the shows are going on. We can hear the shows, so it keeps our sanity.
Yeah,
I don't know if I can talk to you for 48 hours straight.
We sit in a room for 25 hours a week.
I know.
I didn't know you were such a, be honest, so fragile. I thought you were a
big, tough, manly,
big,
girl,
manly, tough, manly
tough,
man.
Tough mutter kind of guy.
Oh, I can withstand pain of some sort.
Yeah, but a mental midget.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's who you are.
Yes. Okay. I'm not debating that.
I learn something new every day.
I need things to be 72 and sunny. Yeah. I need things to be perfect.
Well, it's going to be 72 inches and hot.
I know.
No, I think it'd be a great bit.
I think so, too. I'm
props to EB. Didn't EB is the one who threw it out there?
Well, it kind of started with Cakes's...
Cakes redoing it.
Redoing it in the death pod.
Yeah.
So, and then they started talking about the coffin thing, and Cakes obviously is never
going to do it. Cakes was crazy for not doing it for 5K, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, when they offered Cakes. Yeah, hey, also, why are we so second fiddle? That guy wanting Cakes to do it so bad.
Yeah, but he's not a biddy.
Yeah, but I kind of got annoyed by that, too, just because of basic economics.
Uh-huh.
why, I don't know why he would think he, well, he is in fact doing this, but why he felt like he should get you guys for cheaper when it's two of you all doing it versus
I know the bit
our talent
be
fee's not as high.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Our per diem is not as high as the Junks.
Yeah, but I mean, still two versus one. You know,
because he thought we were numbers. I mean, he thought he could get over on us.
Yeah, yeah. He's a jabroni.
I did not. That didn't make me
but
happy.
Y- didn't sw- I'm not going to say that because I'll still take his money. If he's <3K> part of it.
Hey,
all right.
What if we bump uglies together?
What does that mean? Have sex?
No, no. Well, I know that means have sex, but I'm just saying you rub against me in a provocative way.
Oh, I'm not worried about that at all.
Okay.
I'm not worried about sharing a box with you. Having gas kind of would gross me out big time.
That's on my Mount Rushmore of fears. Mm-hmm. Is someone having gas or duties?
Yep.
But you can hold them in.
Okay.
The duty thing, I think we write it in our what do you call it, writer? Or our demands.
Yeah, our list of
I'm
demands.
If we take a duty, I'm not going to leave it in there.
Yeah, I can't sit next
to
you. Okay. Yeah.
We're gonna give it to Mike Moore and he's gonna discard of it.
Have a trash bag.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you gotta have a hazmat bag.
I was
gonna
say we can't get out to do the duty.
Yeah.
What if I have to duty? I say, Drab, can you hold the bag against my cheeks? I might do it.
Why not just pack like the little Depends or something in there?
Adult diaper.
Adult diapers. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
You're not gonna grow. It doesn't gross me out. I mean. I've been dealing with diapers for a few years now. So my kids just had a blowout at the pool the other day.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, but these gotta shock the pool.
These aren't Tinsley duties. No, these are Valdez. Okay.
You wouldn't believe what comes out of their butts, dude.
It looks like pea soup.
No, it's a show. Yeah. I'm in. Okay. I'm in.
I know. Valdez. I'm in too.
You know
and
what?
I'm going to give 100%. 100%.
You think I'm not sized for 2 days away from toddlers? It sounds like you'll do more crying than Tinsley.
I know. I think once you get into your brain, you can do it. You're going to do it. I don't think it'd be any issue.
Right. I think it will be fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Going back to D Woods. D's joining us here today.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell the listeners why you're moving away, how this all came about. I think it's pretty interesting. I mean, again, I thought you were a DMVer for life.
Yep.
And what do you know about Atlanta? We were just talking about it. I think you gave him the big sell to it a week ago.
Yeah. Why Atlanta?
So, without giving out company names, I was telling Drab that so when I came in the last time, I was working in healthcare as an infrastructure project manager, overseeing HVAC projects, mechanical, electrical, plumbing, all that good stuff. I had just left another job. I left another job, went to do that, and my old boss in November from the first job I had, he left. So they gave me a shout and he said, hey, would you like to take my old position back at the old job? So I said, yeah. So I ended up becoming a regional facility manager for this company.
Okay.
He moved to Atlanta, where he's overseeing, the south of the nation for a particular company. So he calls me a few weeks ago, about a month or so ago. And he goes, hey, I need your help down in Atlanta, what it'll take to get you here. And so I was listening to you guys talk about it last week, and you know, it was like an offer you can't refuse. He called me back with an offer a couple Saturdays ago, he was just like, the only thing is, I'm giving you everything you asked for, but you got to get down here, like, right now. So he gave me the offer on a Saturday, delivered the offer letter on a Monday, and I gave my 3 weeks notice last week.
Oh, so 3 weeks is a thing now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So...
Huh. Let me ask you.
That's very quick.
When he asks you, and he basically says blank check.
Right.
That's what kind of when you talk. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Are you feeling sheepish about the number you write typing back to him?
No. No, not at all. So
were you like,
was it? Yeah, yeah. Was it a reasonable one that you gave to him, or did you shoot for the moon?
Yeah, and why? If not, why didn't you shoot for the moon?
No, I didn't.
You had him, sounds like you had him by the balls.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, all you had to do was twist.
No, I gave him the friends and family discount, but I was one. It was just one. The only thing I made sure of was that. So I'm currently, you know, without getting to my financials, but I'm currently have a base salary bonus. Then I have my bonus, my yearly bonus.
Right.
And so I go, whatever that number is.
Altogether.
That is now my base salary. And then I still need to get a bonus and I need relocate. And he said, all right, we'll make it happen. I'll call you back. And he called me back. He made it happen.
Good for you.
Good job, man.
Yeah.
Now, so, are you excited about Atlanta?
I am. You know, I was telling you, I got a buddy lives down there. I was telling Valdez on the way up. So I my place won't be ready until August. So I'm going to live my buddy and his wife and their two young kids, or three kids, I should say, for 2 weeks until my place is ready. They have a nice, in-law suite. Going to be the in-law for 2 weeks. Nice. And I'll be living down there. And then in 2 weeks, I'll move into my new place. But the biggest issue for me is not really the move. And the thing that kind of gives me the most angst is, you know, my youngest daughter has lived me her entire life, actually, you know, since she was four.
So how old is she?
She's 19 now. Yeah. So when I got the offer, I was like, hey, come on, you know, if you want to go to Atlanta, you come down here with me. And she's in college now. And she's
the one at Bowie State?
She at Bowie State, yeah. Okay. And so she just said, I think I'm just going to go stay with my grandparents. So, like, that's going to be the biggest thing is I haven't been without her in my life every day until she goes away to college every semester. But for now 15, going on 16 years, and now I'm going to be 10-hour drive away.
Now, seems like not seeing your daughter, that would be kind of not worth the bonus, a little extra bonus. I can tell you're getting choked up already about it. Like,
you should have said this to your friend.
Like, I'm leaving my daughter. I'm leaving my best friend here.
Yeah, I said that. They said, well, this is what you asked for. This is what we're going to do.
Do you know anything about the city, or like, did you do like any kind of scouting trip before you?
So I've been down to Atlanta a lot because my buddy's been living there. He went to college in Philly at Temple, and then he moved to Atlanta right after college. So he used to work for the Hawks. But he doesn't work there any longer, so I can say that. But he used to work for the Hawks, so he's been down there a long, 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 long time.
Okay.
Like I said, built a family, has a family down there. So the one thing that Valdez, you'll appreciate this, is that they have like strict. It's a Bible Belt, strict, like going to the bar, drinking. You know, so on Sundays, you know, we're used to brunch and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Atlanta
does have brunch.
They have brunch, but it starts way late. It's not like here where everything starts, you know, you can go some places here, not me, at 6 a.m. or 10, 11 o'clock.
Jeez.
You can't get any mimosas. Don't go down there looking for mimosas until about 1 o'clock.
Oh, that's interesting.
You know, I think Arizona was the same way. Like, you couldn't
North Carolina is like that too.
Yeah. You couldn't buy alcohol till like noon on Sundays or something.
Yeah, something along those lines. What about so you got an apartment, or you buy a townhome?
I have an apartment. So part of the deal was I have to stay 2 years, so it gives me 2 years to decide if I like it.
Okay, that's actually smart.
Yeah. So,
and what area is it?
I'm going to live in Buckhead.
Oh, that's the only one I've heard of. Hey, isn't that where who lived?
Big Boy.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
I'm living Buckhead, so it's going to remind me of living in this area or in Columbia, where everything, all the bars and restaurants are going to be underneath of your place and all that good stuff. I won't have to venture out of my...
It's not like big time suburbs out in the middle of nowhere.
No, I'm going to move to Buckhead Village. So
that's where they have like the big houses.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to stay in a nice little one bedroom apartment with about 800 square feet. So I'm going to be living in my own coffin down there.
How are you going to take your, go-kart?
Oh, you know what? So that's the other thing. I'm starting all over because they gave me the relocation money. So I was telling Valdez, I'm taking my clothes and my shoes and linen and dinnerware. And then that's it. Giving away all the beds, the sofas. I gave away the go-kart last week.
You gave it away?
Gave it away.
Why don't you sell it on Facebook?
Yeah.
Did you pay a lot for that?
It did. It needed some repairs. So I told the guy, I said, instead of me selling it to you, I'll give it to you. You just repair it. So I gave it to him last week. All my arcade games I'm selling.
And then he said, okay, and then went on Facebook and sold it himself.
Yeah. And so
I would put that thing on eBay hard.
Yeah. I have a bunch of arcade games. One I'm giving to my nephews. Another one I'm selling tomorrow. Somebody's coming to pick it up. Sofa.
What about all your framed artwork?
Frame artwork I'm taking with me. Okay. TVs I'm taking with me. But yeah, everything else is gone.
That's crazy.
Yeah, starting all over.
All right, well, congratulations, man.
I'm making a side business for us. Yeah. Find people who are moving and just try to get their junk from them to sell.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you see that stuff like on Craigslist, we'll say.
It's almost like an estate sale, except...
Moving next week. Yeah, you'll see that.
I've never seen that before.
Didn't JP do that when he moved into his house? He had people... He posted it somewhere and people came in and paid and picked it up and then whatever.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah, whatever that didn't get sold, they
remember,
took.
I remember this. JP, this was a huge thing in JP's life, is because he didn't know if he should do it himself or have a company come do it for him.
Yeah.
Because he goes, if I did this myself, I'd make an extra $30,000.
Right.
This was his mom's crystal.
Yes, that's what it was.
Yes. And he says, if they do this, they take a big cut. But if I do it for myself, you know, I'm throwing $30,000 down the drain. And I remember.
He ended up going with the company.
With the company and getting convenience. Right. I knew that this would be JP's nightmare. Or it would be awesome to come in and basically get rid of everything.
You know what? I should have asked him why he was up there to just come over to my apartment.
You should have.
Right. Just help me get rid of stuff. Yeah,
he would have started chucking things.
Oh, yeah. He would have thrown it off
your
balcony.
Be like, hey, dude, that's a photo of my daughter in kindergarten. Why are you throwing that away?
You don't need this down
one
there.
One in, one out. Yeah, one in.
And I you made me think about it, too, Dre. And I'm taking all my junkies paraphernalia. So that'll all go with me and be...
Do you have bobbleheads?
I got all the bobbleheads. And so, good. Yeah, and I got... good. Yeah, so I'll have all that on display when I get down there.
All right. Let's take a quick break. D's going to stick around. Yep. Let's all share our thoughts when we come back on our, I think, probably unanimous donkey of the week.
Okay. Hey, today's episode of Bit Season is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep supports Bit Season, supports me, supports Drab, supports D Woods, supports AWOD, supports the Junks. I think they just bought a hole for the Medina charity golf tournament. So get some today at the dontsleepenergy.com and use that promo code BITSEASON for 10% off every order. Follow and like on all social media at Don't Sleep Energy. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Bit Season episode 136. Drab teased when we went to break about a donkey of the week candidate on the show. Someone who's been having a rough week in terms of...
He's been in the crosshairs for sure.
Yeah, he's definitely been in the crosshairs. And that's one, Johnny Cakes Allville. Drab, would you like to explain why Cakes is having such a rough week?
Well, when I said unanimous donkey of the week, it's because what he did the other day was so unbelievable to me, and I think to everybody else listening as well. I'm not the smartest guy, average at best.
Yeah, I would say we're average intelligence.
But Cakes has no street smarts.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting
it. I don't know how
to say it. Common sense?
Common sense, for lack of a better phrase. Cakes has was it a basement?
I think the bedroom or bathroom
he's
was
got,
a,
he's, they have a bathroom they don't use somewhere in their house. Cakes the other day walks into the bathroom. There's a foul smell coming from the drain. I'll be honest. If I walked into my bathroom and I smelled something in the drain, I'd be like, oh my God, what is that? Right? The very first thing I would do, and I think anyone with a brain would would grab their phone and go, hey, Google, what's that smell in my drain or whatever? Yeah. How to get rid of smell in drain?
Hey Siri, why does my bathroom smell so bad?
How many times a day do you ask Google a question on your phone, guys?
All the time. I literally was looking at that pod thing and not trying to be funny. It thought I had like suicidal thoughts because you guys were talking about it today. I just went to Google because I'm like, I don't know what they're talking.
Gave you the suicide hotline. Yeah, yeah, so, they're really pushing that hotline. I've seen that a lot too.
Yes. I mean, I use Google probably every, I don't know, hour.
Every hour.
Yeah. Almost. Well, it's just, it's honestly, it's common as a man.
Right.
It's almost manly to go and like try to figure out how to fix something through YouTube.
Correct.
YouTube and Google teach you so much in life. And when you don't know something, that's what you lean on. So when you don't know how to fix something, when you're trying to fix something, you just immediately go to YouTube. It's the first thing you do.
But before you even evaluate the situation of can I do this or not, you have to Google it to see how difficult it is. The issue that Cakes had would have taken 30 seconds to resolve.
30 seconds.
Uh-huh.
And he called Crop Metcalf, the plumber, to come over, and the technician was in his house for 2 minutes, Cakes said. Ultra embarrassing and an abuse of power, I might add.
Do you think? All right, number one, the technicians group chat was popping off.
He didn't even get out the house before he started texting. Right. That.
Before he texted his boy, he said, "You will not believe what this loser had me do." Also, the more I think about it, the more the technician. Is at fault here.
I think I agree with you.
Please explain.
Because the technician should have asked Cakes, what is the problem that you need me to come over for, right?
Mm-hmm.
So obviously he needs to ask him what the problem is.
Right.
And my guess is Cakes saying, hey, there is a horrible odor that's emanating from the bathroom. First question is, did someone poop? The second question is, where is it coming from?
He said he put his nose to the drain in the shower, and he knew that he was also probably over-exaggerating how stinky it was.
All right. And I know this is my background in it. They can get very gaseous and stinky. So I would have known instantly. I'm actually shocked that none of you all would have known to do that.
I
thought that was like a common knowledge thing.
If I smell like... sometimes I'll flush the toilet.
Right.
I'll notice the toilet smells for a while, and it's not because of a duty, but it'll just be like sitting water for a while.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I guess I probably would have figured that out pretty quickly, but I use all our showers all the time. Yeah. So
I don't think it's as common as like changing like your dryer lint.
Yes.
I don't think it's as common as you think.
Right.
But I would definitely Google it. But my point is that the technician... just by saying stinky drain in my shower, mm-hmm. should have immediately just told Cakes, hey, you might want to just run the water for, you know, 5 minutes and then take some Clorox or whatever, or baking soda, as Drat loves to do, and throw it down the drain. And then wait a day, then call back and let me know. Instead of, because I feel bad that the technician has to drive all the way to Cakes' house, put on those weird booty things.
Right.
Go downstairs, assess the situation, and then go take care of it. I feel like this could have been solved.
He should have said, John, turn on the hot water for 5 minutes and call me back.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Go to the sink, get the largest bowl you have, fill it up with water, pour it down the drain, then call me back.
Do you think Cakes felt sheepish about it? Because I didn't get the sense that
I don't think he felt
embarrassed whatsoever.
No, he didn't sound away.
No, the reason why. The only reason he brought it up is because they have to give plugs for them once the technician comes over, right? It's not that he thought it was interesting or he was ready to be joned on. He was getting his plug in. He didn't realize how stupid he sounded.
Anything for the sake of the plug.
Yeah.
So he didn't realize he was embarrassing himself. He just thought mm-hmm. it was just
a drop and move on.
Yeah, he was doing a service to Crop by mentioning it.
Yeah. And can you tell me what? So Cakes is the donkey of the week, but let me tell you my tilt of the week. All right.
Okay.
You know how I was hanging out with Roger yesterday? As I told you guys on the air this morning, I had to go to Winchester to a radio mm-hmm. tower, and I said, he scratches my back, I scratch his.
Right.
That's because Roger came over to my house. I actually had a real plumbing issue inside the tile. Mm-hmm. The valve that controls the water on both my showers was on the fritz, and it was leaking, and the water was just dripping nonstop. So I had to call Kohler and get replacement parts, all kinds of stuff. That was a real plumbing issue.
It sounds like a hassle. And it's been a hassle because you've been talking about it.
I've been talking about it for a while. I had to wait for the parts, kinds of stuff. I came into the Junkies before I ever went to Roger, before I brought this issue up on air, and I told him that I don't know how. Well, I guess I know how. I was angling.
Right.
And I said, hey, guys, Crop Metcalf is a show sponsor, right? I know EB does TV commercials with them, but they're a show sponsor.
Yeah. Everyone hits them up for something.
You guys are calling them
constantly.
Once a week, right? You think we get a tech over at Drab's house? Right? I mean, producer on the show for, I don't know, 12 years, whatever it's been.
It's just a PD. Drab doesn't ask for much.
I ask for nothing.
Right.
On the totem pole of asks, Drab is probably at the bottom.
I think I probably ask for more hooks than you guys do.
Right. So. I don't go to concerts.
I know that.
Valdez hits JVS up all the time. I went to one Caps game last year. Other than that, I don't really ask for it. The only thing that gets me a little bit sized is when clothing comes to, and I'll try to get my hands on something. Yeah,
well, a big shipment comes in the studio. Hey, does it tilt you that JP was saying, I think I'm going to get concert tickets for my friends?
I'm not surprised.
It's the extent of the tentacles of the show and what they're able to get. And Drab, like you said, doesn't ask for much.
I ask for nothing.
Minimum. Drab.
I'm having a real emergency at my house, all right? The junks told me no. They go hemming and hawing. They pretended to look at the contact in their phone. And then they go, Ben, I don't know. He's probably going to charge you a lot, you know, full price. We don't really know. And I'm like, you guys call him every single week. This is what I'm thinking. I don't really say anything. I'm like, you guys call him every single week for... To just flush drains out or clean the leaves out of your gutter or whatever it is.
Yeah. It's always something a regular man can fix at their house.
And, my light bulb and my dryer isn't working.
My refrigerator light went out.
My Viking isn't working.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
I don't know how
to. It's literally every week.
Yeah.
I come in,
puppy
eyes.
Garbage disposal.
Puppy eyes. Say, hey, guys, I'm down bad.
Right.
You hook me? They told me no.
That's incredible. That is incredible.
I know. And then Cakes, 4 days later, calls the guy for a smelly drain that he could have Googled and done himself.
Yeah.
He also talks about how his neighbor is so handy.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that he wouldn't ask him about, like, what could it be? Not to fix it, all right, but like, hey, have you ever had your drains just or water smell funky?
So I actually think it goes back to what Drab was saying, or what you were saying about him being embarrassed. I think in this case, he probably was embarrassed to ask his neighbor because it might be something simple, but not be embarrassed to call Crop to do it because
to let the whole audience know, the whole DMV knows that he doesn't know what he's doing. He's a dog.
He's such a dog. The other donkey thing he did was that he knows they have a pest portion to their organization.
Yeah.
But he'll live with the bats. He'll live with bats.
There's a big theory about the bats.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think Valdez and I and maybe CK and are all on the same page. We haven't talked to the other guys about it.
Okay.
We've psychoanalyzed the bats. Yeah.
And if Cakes hears this, it's all out of love.
Right.
All right?
Yeah.
It's just our theory.
Okay.
What do the bats in the shutters and the giant tree in the front yard have in common?
Amy doesn't care if they stay or go. That's true. Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
They are both homes to animals.
Amy is the biggest animal lover there is. My guess is if there was a snake in the bushes or in the yard.
How is she not a vegetarian, by the way?
I don't know. That's a whole nother thing. But she wouldn't want to kill the snake.
Gotcha.
Any kind of harm to animal.
No. Bad. She doesn't. Our theory was that she didn't want to displace the animals in the tree because that's their home and we're all sharing this planet together. And now the bats new home is in their shutters and they are welcome to stay because we're all
there's
in this
room
fight
at,
together.
Room at the end.
Exactly. Is that, does that sound like that could be true?
That sounds like a good theory. I think that might be it.
It doesn't matter how annoying maybe birds chirping are or menacing a bat could be or how toxic their duty is. They're an animal. They're a part of this planet.
Right.
We can't displace them. We can't harm them. We're not going to do whatever. We're going to do everything we can to not kill them.
And Cakes is he can't say that on the air. Cakes knows the truth.
Yeah. Right.
Cakes, if it was up to Cakes, that tree would be trimmed and gone. Yeah. The bats, of course. Get them out of here next day, whatever. But he can't make Amy look like a weirdo.
Right. An animal weirdo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's protecting her and he's taking all the bullets for her. But eventually he gets the face about it. That's why he gets the face about the tree. And if we bring up the bat thing again, I mean, to say the bats can stay and they can be in my wall, I mean, that's crazy.
That's crazy talk.
That didn't make sense.
Especially because
everybody knows those are varmints and they're toxic animals.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And make a billion more.
What the guy said, if you saw that many, there's many more. I was shaking my head. Yes. If I saw the video of the bats like flying around the shutters I went, there's no way I would live like that.
I know.
Yeah.
I'd also be terrified of them just like landing on my face when I'm sleeping.
Yeah, that. Yeah, suffocating you. Well, not suffocating you, but yeah.
Well, is there anything scarier than a bat?
No, bats are up there with scary animals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're up there with snakes. They're up there with
like
rats.
Giant spiders in your bed. Yes. I mean,
my dad had a bat in his house once, and I was there when it was in there, and I took a broomstick, and I was Aaron Judge. I sent that bat flying.
Yeah.
And then the other part was having to dispose of the dead bat that I just knocked out the park. So yeah, they're no fun.
It's up there with like wasps and hornets.
Yes. Right.
Like you don't want to be around them.
Right.
And not only are they gross, but
they're pests. There's a reason why you have to get rid of these things. Unfortunately for the animals, we're at the top of the food chain. Yeah. that's the way it works.
But did you see Cakes? This was a small portion of the whole bat thing. Did you see Cakes? What he was trying to do is he was trying to rationalize keeping the bats.
Yeah.
About how they eat insects.
Insects. Yeah, they eat mosquitoes and all this other stuff.
And then I told him they eat pollen. He goes, oh, I got to keep it around. It's pollen. When we know Amy is the one who is controlling the puppet strings in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Geppetto.
Cakes, don't get mad. And I'm sure someone will say something to him. But this is just us theorizing.
Okay.
But you know how, like, everyone says Cakes is like the perfect husband.
Mm-hmm.
Cakes runs that house. It's Cakes' kingdom, and Amy is
Cakes is king of the cats.
Yeah, she's in love with him.
That's the knight in shining armor, right, is Cakes. Yeah. That's not the way at all. I feel like Amy is king of the castle.
She's,
or queen of the castle.
Yeah, Queen Elizabeth.
And then
long
Cakes,
live the queen.
Yeah, and Cakes is subservient to Amy.
Yes.
That's why Amy loves Cakes so much. It's not the knight in the shining armor. It's because Cakes is a yes man.
Yeah.
Cakes, whatever.
But they do
whatever,
have a great public image.
Yes, whatever Cakes or whatever Amy needs, Cakes
is the provider.
Yeah, Cakes provides for it.
I like
Amy needs the bats to stay. Cakes lets the bats stay. Amy doesn't want the tree to be trimmed because there's chipmunks in it. Cakes will never get the tree trimmed down. And he's the one who takes the bullets for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Cakes is subservient to Amy, and Amy, that's why they have the whole relationship that they have.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So on the other, Cakes, I mean, makes him a great husband, right?
Yes,
he sacrifices a lot. Too much. But on the exact opposite side, okay, you have John Paul Flame.
This is great.
Can we just get... is anyone in the middle? Like, is there anyone normal around here? What John Paul Flame said on the air this week that he blamed his wife publicly.
The machismo. That's her department.
Department.
That's
all right?
Her department. If I hear that one more time, that's her department.
The divvying up.
What's your department? I would like to know.
I guess bringing home the check.
No. Swim meets.
Yeah.
National anthems at swim meets.
DJ and swim meets.
Yeah.
I I don't think he would go to those if he could.
That's her department.
Yeah. Okay. He will. He is thinking, and the passport thing I don't think is totally resolved. He is still thinking about abandoning his wife and daughter to go to the Bahamas without them.
Because the trip's already paid.
Because the trip was already he won't eat that bullet.
Yeah, you know? I don't know. Well, I know that won't work out well for him.
Of course not. I know, but why would he do that? He has to know this, right? It's not going to work out well.
That's the most
she will hold that against him for years.
Yeah, that's the most common sense thing in the world. That could start World War III.
Yes,
in a household is going by yourself.
And not only
it's
that.
It's almost like, no, you know what it is? He's subliminally or subconsciously punishing her because that's her department.
Yes.
That's what it is.
It's just her punishment.
You messed up, you don't go.
That's what. But even that aside, like, say the passport wasn't an issue, right?
Right.
The fact that he also wouldn't change his flight because of the swim meet. Remember, they are going later anyways of Isabella's swim meet.
Uh-huh.
And so, because it's an inconvenience to him that he thinks that they should go on vacation and Jess wants Isabella to go to the swim meet, JP wouldn't take a later flight with them. He said, he's making Isabella and Jess fly out 4 hours later by themselves.
Uh-huh.
He wouldn't wait for them. Why wouldn't he do that?
Well, why don't I see the other side of it in that Jess wants it. She wants Isabella to go to the swim meet.
It's a family vacation. Right. You ride or die together.
I know, but that's also him. So I think the other portion is that he's going, well, she doesn't have to go, which she doesn't have to go to the swim meet. She can get on the plane 4 hours earlier. No. If you want her to go that badly, then go ahead. You just have to come out later.
That's your choice to be later.
Right.
Everything.
Yeah, I get it.
I know, but
at the end of the day,
it's a family vacation.
He's going to choose that fight, or he's going to choose, you know, he's going to die on that hill of, I'm not going to fly out 4 hours later with you.
Yeah, I know.
She's chosen to swim meet.
There's no compromise.
He's saying, okay, you chose to swim meet. You're on your own. You fly out, you know, with Isabella, and there will be no bonding time, no family time.
There's no flexibility.
Yeah. On the flight together.
But doesn't someone have to do
with...
Me and
Dylan are taking off at 8 a.m. Well, with or without you.
Well, I think, in JP's defense... isn't Kelsey flying there too?
Yes, it's Kelsey's schedule as well.
Yeah,
because they're
flying to a resort. Kelsey's 23 years old. She can't hang out for 3 hours without daddy. She's just in Japan by herself right now.
It could all be in JP's name. Yeah. So they can't check in beforehand. I'm not that ready to crush them.
About
the flights.
Yeah, for the flights, I won't crush them.
I'm crushing them for the flights, too.
Okay. No, I'm only crushing him for basically causing World War III in his household. Because Jess is going to remember this forever if he just leaves her at home while he goes on vacation.
Yeah, that's going to be a bad deal.
Hey, you know how many times she's going to bring that up?
All the time.
She's probably already, I'm guessing by now, she's heard about it and she's already brought it up to him that she's not cool with it. That's my guess.
Kelsey supposed to eat the money?
Right.
That's the only thing that I can think of. Like, Kelsey, I think he makes Kelsey pay for it herself, right? So Kelsey bought a trip to the Bahamas to go see her dad and family.
I don't know. I don't think so. I thought JP did because it's the family vacation.
Yeah, I think he said that he was paying for it.
Yeah, because that's the only out that I was giving him. Like, he feels bad that Kelsey won't get to go. She bought, you know, she paid for it herself.
I'm pretty sure JP said that he took care of everything since it's a family vacation.
Yeah,
and that they pushed for Bahamas, and then JP's like, they pushed for it, and I'm paying for it or something like that.
Right.
But just the staying home bit is
it's wild. It's a bold move.
Can you imagine saying that to Sarah?
No. I mean, maybe he's got that big pimp hand that I don't have,
I'm jealous.
I don't want to live with a war at my house. It would happen if I did that. You know, I like peace and quiet.
JP has everything in line.
So what's the alternative, though? So you're going to crush him for that. What's the alternative then? The whole family?
It's called a bad beat, D.
So
it's
he just
a bad
eats it.
beat. and your summer vacation got ruined. You guys made a massive botch. I just went to Spain, yep. right? If my wife had her passport, she looked at it 4 days beforehand and realized it expired, I'm not going to Spain without her. Like, I would be like, God, that sucks. That was an awesome trip I was looking forward to. Sorry, yeah. babe. I'm going to Spain without you.
Then you would have never been able to play on the clay courts.
I wouldn't have been. One of my yeah. life's best moments would have never happened. But that's right. life, you know?
Yeah.
yeah.
It's a bad beat.
It's our misery together.
Yeah, our misery. Yeah.
I mean, okay, so. But
all for one, one for all. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how far out I should say that JP plan is, but you got, so then, okay, then oh, yeah, what? Yeah. You just stay home and what? We just, you know, go to Rio every
yeah,
day.
Yeah, go to Rio. Exactly. Go out to dinner a few times.
Isn't that the first thing you do though, when you're trying to set
it
up?
It is the first thing you do. You buy the tickets, you got to check the passport.
Yeah, before you even get the tickets, you have your passport in hand.
Yeah.
Isn't that that's the first thing you do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit clueless.
Definitely a little bit clueless. Yeah. So hold on. I'm trying to understand the whole dynamic of it. So did JP ask Jess if our passports were good, and Jess, I guess, replied yes without knowing 100%.
No, like a week ago, JP remembered that they bought the passport and said, "Hey, just remembered our passports are good, right? Everyone's good to go." And then Jess went and looked at him and realized that Isabella's had expired.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the week before the trip.
So they had booked the flight without looking at the passport.
Yeah.
That's a JP movie. Yeah. If I ever heard one.
Yep.
Oh.
Hold on. I'm trying to think. Let me see. I went to the Bahamas a couple years ago. You're the latest one to go out the country. Don't you have to give up your passport number when you're booking overseas? I can't remember.
Is there something you got to type in?
Yeah,
I remember typing in my passport number
when I booked my flights.
Maybe is that with like PreCheck or something?
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. I know for sure that when I went to
book
my hotel.
No, because you may not even have a passport.
Oh, that's true. Because
you know what I mean. A lot of people get their passport like three weeks before the trip.
Oh, yeah, that is
People do that? So, no. People just wait to get their passport to go
I had to get mine. Mine had expired years ago.
Okay, I got you. Yeah.
And so I booked the trip, and then I did but this was like 6 weeks out, or 8 weeks out, two months out, not a week beforehand.
Can't you, don't they do them at the airport, too? Like passport?
I know they do pre-check and clear and all that at the airport. I don't know.
They have a passport office at airports a lot of the time.
Maybe there's something because people lose their passports and get purses stolen when they're on vacation, so they have to work it out somehow.
Yeah,
I always thought there's something you could do at.
No, if you show up to the airport without one, I don't know.
I was going to say that would have been the true bad beat is that JP, Kelsey, and Dylan.
All their linen pants and sandals and everything.
They get through security and they get the Mutombo.
They fly down there.
Yeah. Yep. No, actually, we should have been rooting for that.
You can stay here. I'll be back.
That would have been bad.
He leaves him at the airport. At the kissing, security checkout.
Tough break, Mom.
Move aside, please. Yeah.
They're Bahamian now.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny, man.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Hey, D, thanks for coming in, man. We love you, brother.
Love you too, guys. Best of luck. Thanks for having me in.
I appreciate you supporting the show for so long and continuing supporting it down in Atlanta.
Yep.
If listeners want to keep track of you and your life experiences while you're down there, how can they follow you?
So I just started up my Twitter. So it's Woods, ITZWOODZDC. And then it's Woods, same way without the DC on Instagram.
Very cool.
Yep.
All right, guys. Hope everybody had a great week.
Yeah.
We will see you tomorrow on the Junkies, and we'll be talking golf.
Everyone say goodbye to D.
Later.
Yeah. All right. Later, guys.